The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel ben Yamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara explains the difference between Baal Mum and the animals that are listed by Rabbi Lazar, Klayim, Trefa, Yosidayfin, and Tumtum Androgynous. Halacha is that Baal Mum is kadosh umakdish betmura. If a person has a baal mum and it makes a tmura in the baal mum, so the baal mum has the ability to create the kedusha on the behemoth of the tmura. Also, if there's a behemoth that's a baal mum and you try to put on that behemoth the kedusha of a tmura, that kedusha will be chal on a baal mum. On the other hand, the behemoths listed by Rabbi Lazar, Klaim, Trefi, Yetzidayf, and Tumtum, and Androgynous, these animals, if the animal that's Kodshim is one of these animals, it cannot make a Tmura, and you cannot create Kedusha of Tmura on one of these animals. You cannot impose that Kedusha on any of these animals. And the Gemara looks to find out why there should be a difference between these animals and a Baal Mum. The Gemara says that the reason why there's a difference is because a Baal Mum, even though it itself can't be a carbon, but nevertheless, yesh b'minoi carbon. The min of a Baal Mum, that type of behema could be a carbon. On the other hand, these behemas, their min can't be a carbon. And the Gemara says, what about trefa? Trefa, avada, we would say that the min of the trefa could be a carbon, just like a Baal Mum. And the Gemara answers that no, trefa is asur ba'achila. So Rashi and Taisus explain, they ask a question. L'chayra, how could you tell me that Kalayim Trefa Yetzidayf and Tumton Androgynous doesn't have a minum carbon? Why not? Let's say Kalayim Enochanami, but Trefa the Gemara asks, but Yetzidayf and Tumton Androgynous, these three animals should also be considered yesh b'minam carbon, because a Yetzidayf is a regular animal, just didn't come out with a normal birth. It came out of a cesarean. Or Tumtum Androgynous is a regular behema. It's just that the Tumtum Androgynous has something mishunah about something different about its zachrus or its nakvus. So why would we say because of that it's considered a totally different mum? Why is it different than Baal Mum that we say that a Baal Mum is considered the same min as a regular behema that we bring as a carbon? So Rashi and Taisus both explain that the reason is because that Tumtum Androgynous are different. And Yetzidayf and Rashi really refers to all of them, and Taisus is maybe only a Yetzidayf, but the concept is because since people are surprised by this kind of animal, so even though there's nothing physically different about a Yetzidayf looks like a regular animal in the street, nevertheless, since there's a famous event that this animal was born in a different kind of way, and people know about this animal something different than other animals, so that's already considered a different min. So I wanted to explain a little bit why this would make a difference to us. What's the Gemara trying to do? Why would the Gemara assume that this should make a difference as far as the halachas of Tmura are concerned, whether or not it's considered an ein b'minei carbon or yesh b'minei carbon? What's the point of that? So I had two pshatim. One pshat was that the Gemara asks, the Gemara is bothered by Yestira. Let's call it a stira. The Gemara doesn't actually ask a stira, but the Gemara is basically bothered by a stira. In one case, on the one hand, we see that Baal Mum could make a tmura and become a tmura. On the other hand, we see that a behemoth tmeya cannot become a tmura and can't make a tmura. And it's learned out of a pasuk. So we have a contradiction between these two pasukim. So we have to look and figure. So it's not an actual contradiction. The Torah is saying that these two things have different halachas. But now, when we want to figure out what the halacha of Kalayim Trefi Yetzidayf and Tumtum Androgynous is, we have to figure out what these animals are more similar to. Are they more similar to Behemoth Tmeya, or they're more similar to Baal Mum? So Gemara says that they're more similar to Behemoth Tmeya because Behemoth Tmeya it doesn't have b'minei carbon. That's one pshat you could say. But I was thinking maybe a different pshat, which is, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's an interesting thought. I was thinking maybe the pshat of the Gemara is as follows. It's not a question of what they're similar to. There's something very fundamental about being a different min that automatically leads us to believe that it should have a different halacha with regard to tmura. The reason for that is as follows. When it comes to regular kodshim, we're given a certain set of guidelines regarding how to impose kedusha on this animal. Let's say you have an animal that you want to bring as an oila. So Torah gives you rules about what kind of animal can you makdish as an oila. You can only makdish a zachar, a tamim. It has to have certain guidelines. It has to be a male animal, and it has to be tamim. It can't have a mum. It can't have a blemish. That is the regular halacha of how to be makdish an animal. There's the sefer, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the parish of Sefer Vayikra talks at length, and it tells us exactly what kind of animal I can makdish and create kedusha for a specific kind of karbonis. Oila needs to have a zachar, chatas needs to have an akeva, shalom could be anything, asham has to be a zachar, all kinds of rules. And one of the rules is that it can't be a baal mum. That's only when we're following the regular guidelines of imposing kedusha on an animal according to the guidelines of a kosher, a karbon. The end of Sefer Vayikra is a whole different system. It's not talking about the regular system of imposing kedusha on an animal in order to be used as a carbon. It's talking about a new concept called tamura. This concept of tamura, we find, is very different than the regular concept of kedusha. Why? Because the Torah says that an animal, that the Torah doesn't differentiate at all between a zachar and a nekeva. I could create kedusha of a tamura on a nekeva for an oila. How could that be? That's not within the guidelines of regular kedusha. So the answer is because over here there's no specifications about what kind of animal I could create kedusha's tamura on. It says hamar yamar behema behema. It has to be, as long as it's a behema, I could create kedusha. But it happens to be that the Torah is talking about the type of behema that could become a carbon. Why? Because the whole parasha over there discusses that there's a behema that I created kedusha on this behema, and then I want to go and make a tamura in that behema. So I'm being maimer behema of a behema. So the first behema is talking about a behema, an animal that has kedusha's carbon, and the second animal is also going to be similar in that way, that it's a type of animal that could have kedusha's carbon. But you don't have the usual specifications that you have regarding Zachris and Nakvus or Balmum. Because here, the only criteria that we're looking at is it the type of behema? Could we call it that this is a behema that could be used as a carbon? So it's very important for us. Now we understand a little bit better why it should make such a big difference if it has Baminoi carbon or not. Till now we were saying, well, maybe that's some similarity that we could draw and say that it's more similar to Behema Tmeya than it is to Balmum. Now I'm trying to explain that it's more fundamental than that. The Gemara understands, Ben Asvara, that the reason why Balmum doesn't make a difference is because we don't need any specifications in order to create Kedusha's Tamura. As long as this animal could be called a behema, that we're discussing, that this is a type of animal that could have Kedusha's carbon, it's similar to that kind of animal that can have Kedusha's carbon, that's enough of me. I don't have to have that it should be actually roi for the carbon, because the Torah never was makbid on that. The Torah never specified that you have to have an animal that's roi, that's actually worthy of being served as this particular kind of carbon. It doesn't make a difference. It could be a nekeva, it could be a zachar, it could be a malmum, it all doesn't make a difference. As long as it's that type of animal, and it's the same kind of animal that we were talking about that had the Kedusha's carbon, that would be enough for me to say that this animal could get Kedusha's tamura. Because the system of imposing Kedusha's tamura on an animal is very different than the regular system of imposing Kedusha's carbon on an animal, where in the latter case, you have to have certain specifications. What kind of animal could you bring as a carbon? When it comes to tamura, as long as it's an animal that generally is roi lakrava, that would be enough. And balmum is also included in that because balmum is the same kind of min, so it's the same behema. It may have something slightly wrong with the behema, but it's considered the behema that's roi for hakrava.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.